Several states in the US are trying to introduce laws to prevent transgender children from getting necessary medical treatment. In Arkansas, lawmakers have passed a bill that bans things like hormone treatment, despite widespread condemnation by medical groups. And it follows other laws to ban transgender girls from playing girls' sport at school. Isabel Rowe has been taking a look at this.
Yeah, Fran, it happens to be International Transgender Day of Visibility, which makes the timing of this decision in the US even more concerning for that community. The bill is called Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act, or SAFE Act, and it's passed the Senate in Arkansas 28 votes to 7, the first US state to ban gender-confirming healthcare for children. The concern among Republicans who introduced the bill appears to be that the children who start on the path of transitioning to their confirmed gender might regret it, and so this is meant to protect them. Here's Representative Alan Clark, a Republican, speaking on the bill yesterday.
Gender reassignment surgeries permanently scar and alter a child's body. Scientists do not know the long-term risk associated with giving puberty-blocking drugs and other hormones to children. Some of the known risks associated with cross-sex hormones include breast cancer, coronary artery disease, cerebrovascular disease, including strokes, and irreversible infertility. Gender reassignment surgeries generally are not recommended for children, but evidence indicates children increasingly are referred to have such surgeries.
As he says, under US medical guidelines, children aren't actually able to get gender reassignment surgery in the US. But it's important for a child with gender dysmorphia to start that process before puberty, to block the onset of puberty so that reassignment can occur if they make that decision as an adult. This bill means that transgender children who have been medically diagnosed with gender dysmorphia cannot, in that state, start the process of confirming their gender through medical treatment. It also means that kids who are already using the treatment will have to stop. While the bill was up for discussion in Arkansas, father of one trans child, Chris Attig, gave evidence.
Let me first speak directly to Arkansas's transgender youth with the love of a real father. You are loved. No matter what happens here today, you are loved. We will prevail against this hatred. Stay alive, no matter what. Trans people are everywhere. You may never know who you're hurting until it's too late. Stop persecuting my kid. Stop hating my kid. Stop bullying my kid.
The American Medical Association says trans children must have access to puberty blockers and that their effects are reversible, so fears of making a regrettable decision are unfounded. And they also argue that the government shouldn't be intervening in healthcare decisions. The American Academy of Pediatrics also says there's a high rate of mental health issues among young trans people, and that was backed by evidence given in Arkansas by pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Michelle Hutchinson last week.
I just can't go on enough about them. They're just amazing. Kids, okay? And they know who they are, and they know who they are from a very young age. Just after this bill passed the House, these kids heard about it. I've had multiple kids in our emergency room because of an attempted suicide just in the last week. Multiple.
Pretty alarming evidence given during that discussion. And in addition to Arkansas, Alabama and Tennessee are also advancing bills with restrictions on gender-affirming care. Alabama's Senate approved a bill that would make it a felony to provide care, such as puberty blockers or hormones, for trans minors, and the same or similar in Tennessee. And that Arkansas bill now goes to the governor to be signed into law. Some states have also recently passed laws to ban transgender girls from playing girls' sport. Here's Republican Scott Sapicki from Tennessee speaking on that issue.
We have an obligation to make sure that our sports are fair, that you are competing against individuals like you, that you have the opportunity to perform in sporting events, that you control the outcome, not because of who has entered in the race.
Interestingly, when Utah tried to ban girls' sport for trans girls, when it got to the governor, he said it was unfair and he refused to sign it. And in comparison, Fran, the issue in Australia is that transgender children used to need to get approval from the Family Court of Australia before they were prescribed hormone treatment, but they don't anymore. And if this story has raised any issues for you, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Isabel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Isabel Rowe.